The 5th Annual Arise Festival was an inspiring gathering of music lovers, activists, yoga and spiritual enthusiasts, and families. Diverse musical styles were represented across 4 stages, including funk band Lettuce, folk group Rising Appalachia, rapper Brother Ali, live electronic act Beats Antique, soul singer Cat Wright, performance artist Fractal Tribe, youth environmental activist The Earth Guardians, and dozens more. I was invited to MC on stage for Bridget Law of Elephant Revival and the Tierra Band, as well as up-and-coming dance rock trio Evanoff from Denver. The thing about Arise is the energy, the spirit, the vibe. It's the most positive, friendly music gathering in Colorado, with dozens of delicious food options and independent vendors. The festival also featured a wide range of political activism, including a screening of the new Standing Rock Water Protector documentary, Awake, co-directed by Josh Fox, who won an Emmy for his HBO documentary, Gasland. After the screening, he was part of a Q&A that included some very strong statements about fracking and gubernatorial candidate Jared Polis. Here's a clip.
So for me, the very important part of making this film was not just to celebrate and tell this story, but also to talk about how we're in the middle of it, and to do this quickly. It's insane to think about making a feature film in like less than 3-4 months. But that was the power, I think, of that movement and of the things that are supporting this movement. And I really believe that there is no purpose to this unless we start to understand how that means we have to take action here and now. I think that's why it's so important that we talk about what's happening in this community. This is the place where the water was lit on fire in Gasland. And I have news for you. Everywhere around the country that I go, fracking is in decline, except for here. You go up and down that I-25 corridor, you see those huge fracking rigs and all the wells and all of those. They built these big fences. You know why, because documentary filmmakers have a tendency of shooting the nefarious things that they're doing. We have drones now, so too bad. But you know, they didn't build those things so that, you know, to make it look prettier. They built those things to hide from you what they're doing. We also have John Fenton in the house today, subject of Gasland and Gasland Part 2 from Wyoming, who you know I think of those Wyoming frack fighters as also original water protectors. But my point is that you have a crisis here. This is so important that we organize now, because you have Boulder County opening up for fracking. You have Jared Polis going to run for governor, who is the man who I did lots of events with about fracking early on, and then pulled the referendum, if you remember that. And I wonder how that happened. He pulled his own referendum that cost him $2 million. Well, now you see his reward is the Democrats are saying, oh, you can run for governor now. This establishment is pro-fracking. This establishment is pro-Wells Fargo and all the big banks. And we have to dismantle that political system. So we want to talk about that. Here. You don't need to go to Standing Rock to be a water protector. You have to do it here. The camp has to be born here. And we'll be here for that. So we're gonna announce a tour all across America of this film to talk about how do we assemble those new water protection camps all across, but I'll tell you, all across the country and all across the planet, but I'll tell you, if not one of the most important battles of this whole movement is going to happen here in the Front Range of Colorado, Longmont, Boulder County, you know the drill, Greeley, Weld County, of course, here. Here is where it's got to happen. So we're just talking about how do we pull those threads together, the tradition that we saw at Standing Rock and the tradition that we know from the amazing fractivists that have been doing such incredible work and got sold out at the highest level over and over and over again here. We're not going to take that this time. So that's why I made this film, why I felt it was so important to say, this is the value-based, spiritual-based conversation that we've been missing as a movement. We need that. It gives us the information that we've been missing. And it's here to share. It's an invitation. So we invite you into that struggle. Let's work on this now.
That was filmmaker Josh Fox speaking at Arise Festival in Loveland, Colorado last weekend after a screening of his new film Awake, which is available now on Netflix. For KDNK, I'm Gavin Dahl.